crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Crazy pork.
Hello, you pine.
Oh, very good, Mike.
I saved it this time.
Very nice. Yeah, we attempted to record a intro a few minutes ago, but I unfortunately used the S word, which special. Is special.
I couldn't handle it. I deleted it.
Yeah.
I threw my computer against a wall. By the way, this is Pork Therapy.
Yes, this is Stephanie.
And this is Mike.
Yes, and welcome to our show. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. I promise you, Mike, I will never say I can't promise you that I'll never say it, but for the rest of this episode, I will avoid using the S word special.
You just used it.
It was an example.
You promised, though.
Okay, well, 30 lashes with a wet noodle. Right. Anyway, so Mike, how's it going on the Liberty Radio Network where we can be heard, and you can also go to our website at porktherapy.com.
Wow. You should have also thrown in my answer to that question.
Answer your question.
It's going great. How are you?
Good. I'm great. And I would be even better if somebody emailed us at questions@porktherapy.com.
And you'd be even better
relationship questions.
If they called at area code 419-PT-LOVE-4. That'd be even better than emailing.
It would, absolutely. And, you know, the only thing that I think could top that, as we alluded to about two episodes ago, if someone left us either a Steve Urkel impression or the listeners sang our theme song in their own little rendition. You know what? I think the first person that sings us our own theme song in our voicemail, I think we'll play it instead of our theme song for at least one show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Especially if it's... one of the masters of comedy.
Especially
like,
if my ears don't bleed when I hear
Taran Lupo or or Mandrick or
yeah,
somebody with a great singing voice and preferably from Wheels Off Liberty. But
now what happens if Hannah spoofs her own song? Does that count?
Yes, yeah, that still counts. Yeah.
It'll be funny and sound awesome.
You know, actually, I feel bad because Hannah actually sang our theme song live at Porkfest, and I wanted to record it, but we just never got to it because one time we were actually doing a show at the same time, and the other time I made it there like after the song started, so I wasn't able to record it.
It was cool.
It was so cool hearing our
theme live in front of an audience. It was so cool.
Yes. Yes, indeedy. And that won't be the last time, I'm sure.
Good.
Hannah will be back and we'll be around.
So will Porkfest, and so will we.
Hey, you know what, Mike?
No.
Happy anniversary. I guess it's been probably about a year since we've been doing this podcast.
Happy approximate university anniversary to you.
We've had one revolution around the sun with Pork Therapy.
Approximately. I thought when you were saying happy anniversary, I thought maybe you remembered a date that I didn't or something. But was it, it's been about a year. Oh, well, happy vague anniversary to you too.
No, I wouldn't. I definitely would not do that to you. I actually like, you know, dates don't really mean that much to me, except I like birthdays or whatever,
yes.
But I definitely don't get all butthurt if someone forgets my birthday. I mean, now, you know, Facebook, whatever, people usually remember it, but it's not essential to me. And I certainly don't expect, like, if I'm dating someone or something, I certainly don't expect them to say, oh, my
we
goodness,
met on this. Yeah,
it's
happy.
It's the first anniversary of when it's the 1 week anniversary of the first time we held hands. It's the 2 month anniversary of the first time you sneezed on me or whatever, you know.
It's the 4 year anniversary of our first sexual encounter.
Is it?
No, but that's one that people could remember, which goes a weak segue into the question.
Ah, oh, that's right, because the question has a girlfriend for 4 years. Very good segue, Mike. Way to get us back on topic. So this question, okay, we need to clarify before we start this question. We like, just got 3 or 4 questions in a row about sex, and I don't want to, like, get the reputation that we're all about sex. We do talk about it on our show, and we're not afraid to talk about it, but we're a show that talks about relationships from a liberty-oriented perspective, and we think that voluntary relationships among and between people basically form the fabric of a voluntary society, which is what we're working towards.
Yep.
And, you know, we like to talk about all kinds of relationship issues and questions, and that includes, you know, colleagues, coworkers, friends, family, lovers, siblings, parents, whatever.
Yeah.
Anything. Even as we said in a couple episodes ago, dogs. But it's kind of hard to communicate with a dog because they don't speak English. Except
a dog whisperer.
Yes, that's what Mike does in his See, that's Mike's day job. He actually is a dog whisperer. So, don't worry about him. He's doing fine financially. Yeah. He makes millions off of that. But if you do want to send us a donation.
That's a rough job.
Oh, yeah. Rough.
Oh, come on. That was a pun. I tried to get a bigger laugh out of you.
Oh, your bark is worse than a bite.
That was a silly tale to tell.
Oh, no, Mike.
Okay. I segued into the question like a half an hour ago, still not on it.
It's totally my fault. I accept the responsibility. Okay, should we flip a coin? Let's see who reads the question.
Yeah, who's flipping?
You flip.
Oh, okay. Flip.
Tails. Flip. I usually call
heads. It's heads.
Oh, so I guess you read it.
I guess I read it.
I guess you read the question. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. My girlfriend of 4 years is saving herself for marriage, and I have been very supportive of this, but over the past 3 years, we have moved from making out to third base, which she really enjoys. The only problem is, it's only me who's doing the pleasuring, and she doesn't return the favor. This really frustrates me, and I feel rejected. I've talked to her about it, and she says, it's not that I don't want to do it, but when I think about it, it feels weird. If this continues, I feel like we will break up, because to me this is important, because I put so much effort into pleasing her, and then get no effort on her part. It feels like if I ask her for this favor, then I'm a jerk, but if I don't, I'm sabotaging an otherwise amazing relationship, because the rejection is making me feel jaded about our relationship. Mm. Also, to clarify, he asked her if returning the favor contradicted her belief in abstinence, because if it did, then all my previous actions do as well. And she said no. What and how do I tell her? Should I tell her? So, first of all, I wanted to say that we did slightly alter the language of the words of this question to make it a little more palatable to radio shows.
Basically.
But we did not change the meaning. And so basically, they've been together 4 years in apparently a monogamous, committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
When he says she's saving herself for marriage, it's apparent that means she's not having sexual intercourse until they're married.
Right. And that's something that jumped out at me from this question. We've talked about this on the show before, yeah. Mike. It seems like some people have these lines that they won't cross. Like they won't do certain sex acts,
mm-hmm.
but they will do others. And they think that by not doing these certain things, they're somehow remaining holy. Usually it's a religious reason, right?
Right. Or principled or whatever.
Or something like that. Yeah. And to me, that's somewhat ridiculous, especially if it's for a religious reason. I mean,
yeah, but black on black. I mean, religion is ridiculous.
Yeah. You mean pot calling the kettle black?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, black on top of black, it's no difference.
Oh, I see. I didn't know what you meant. I thought you were making some reference. Never mind.
Yeah. But anyway. I could break into another song right here. Blue on black.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so go on.
So the thing about dating someone is, you know, or the thing about saving yourself for marriage, quote unquote, is if you're with someone and you love them and sex is a physical expression of your love and respect and mutual sharing of values and everything that your relationship is based on, then why feel like there are certain things that are off limits? I mean, maybe there are certain things that you don't want to do because they entail too many risks, maybe a pregnancy or whatever, or you just don't enjoy doing certain acts.
Mm-hmm.
But to avoid certain acts that you may want to do, for the reason of religion, thinking that you'll go to hell or God hates you. I mean, it's just patently ridiculous.
Well, I completely agree. I think religion is ridiculous, but I don't think that's this topic. I think, you know, whatever her reason, what if it wasn't religious? And we're assuming it is, but what if it wasn't? What if she said, when I was 13, I made a promise to my mom, and that's her reason? That's, in other words, yeah. The reason's irrelevant. She's promised not to have sex, I guess sexual intercourse.
Right.
And yet, she's allowing her lover...
She's promised not to do certain things, right. But she will do other things.
Right. And third base in this case is not even mutual masturbation, a hand job from him to her, right? He's pleasuring her with his hand, and she won't return the favor.
Right.
And so, whatever she thinks saving herself for marriages doesn't include getting a hand job, but it does preclude giving one.
Right.
And that sounds very lopsided to me. And they've talked about it, and he says, I'd like you to return the favor, and she says, it feels weird. Then why shouldn't it feel weird to him to give it to her? Why doesn't it feel weird to her to receive it? I mean, it sounds to me like
she's got some hang-ups.
Yeah, she's got some serious hang-ups for whatever reason. Something's it's probably religious, but whatever reason.
Well, I mean, I'm just kind of going with the popular thing.
Yes.
Like, why do most people have these hang-ups? Like, oh, certain things are off-limits, even with my partner who I love and am committed to and am thinking about
taboo
spending the rest of my life with.
God,
oh, but
so.
I can't do this because that's somehow wrong or immoral or whatever. I mean, it just seems to me like... If you're auditioning someone as a potential partner to spend the rest of your life with, why would you not want them to play the part of your lover and have sex with them and try out and see if you're sexually compatible?
Yeah. Or for that matter, they've been together for 4 years, assuming she wants to marry him and they're just not married yet. Why is she waiting? If she knows she wants to spend the rest of her life with him, why not start?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. And does it have to be, you know, once they have this arbitrary ceremony and they sign a piece of paper, probably with the state, does that somehow make it okay? I mean,
apparently does to her. So what should he do, and what and how should he tell her, and should he tell her?
Go ahead, Mike.
I think you have to decide if you would like an equal two-way street sharing relationship, and if so... Let her know, and if she won't comply, then you don't want to be with her. There's a lot of...
She won't comply.
Yeah, if she won't give...
If she won't meet you halfway.
Yeah. If she won't give as much as she receives, if she's not fair about it, if she's not...
It's not like he's asking her to, like, do something incredibly dangerous or unwieldy, you know? Like, it's not like he's asking her, oh, can you donate your kidney to me? I mean, he's asking her to pleasure him, which is... what I think of as a pretty normal part of most people's relationships. He's asking her to do something for him
that he's doing,
already been doing for her.
Yeah.
It just seems ridiculous that that she, doesn't want to reciprocate.
Yeah, and if she says it feels weird, she wants to do it for him, but when she thinks about it, it feels weird. Well, why shouldn't it feel weird for him to do it to her? Did I already say this?
I don't know.
Okay, why shouldn't, in her eyes, why shouldn't he feel weird doing it to her then?
Yeah.
Or, why doesn't she feel weird receiving the pleasure? It's just so one-sided.
It doesn't make sense.
So question asker, you have to decide, if you want a fair relationship, a sharing two-way relationship, then tell her that, and if she still won't join you, then you may love some things about her, but you don't, not enough to stay with her for the rest of your life or whatever.
It's not a real relationship.
Yeah,
There's no reciprocity there.
And also, I'd have to think that if you stay with her, when you've both discussed this injustice, this unbalance, and it remains, that's just a foundation for more further unbalance in the relationship, right?
Oh, probably,
She is going to take and not give in many other areas other than sex as time passes because she knows she can.
Yeah, I would probably tend to agree with you. I mean, he doesn't say anything about other aspects of the relationship, except that he loves her and he's happy and whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's been very supportive of her irrational, weird thing about not giving what she's receiving.
Yeah.
And saving herself for marriage, quote unquote. But I understand, like, okay, my heart really goes out to this question asker because I hear a lot of frustration in his question. He even says explicitly, this really frustrates me. I'm feeling rejected. And I think, question asker, what you told us is a great thing to say to her. I mean, hey, I'm feeling frustrated and rejected because I feel like I'm doing something for you and I would like you to reciprocate and I love you and I want to share in this pleasure with you. And I feel like this is getting a little bit one-sided.
Yeah.
And if he, you know, if he says that to her and he says it a couple times and she still won't meet him halfway, I mean, I just think that it's, there's nothing much else he can do. I think that's it. And you know what, question asker? You said in the question, it feels like if I ask her for this favor, then I'm a jerk. Why? I do not think you're a jerk. I think...
No way.
You're not a jerk for asking for something that is a part of a romantic relationship. If you're not having sex with your partner, you're not partners, you're friends. You don't have a romantic relationship, right? You don't, you're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Or, yeah, you're master and slave or
what?
Servant and...
Oh, I was thinking you're just friends if you're not...
Well, okay, yeah, it could be.
But yeah, in this case, it is kind of a power dynamic. Yeah. I mean, it is kind of an imbalance, if you will. So, I mean... I don't know. It seems hard to imagine. The question asker clearly does not enjoy the fact that he's giving but not receiving.
Right.
So I think talk to her about it a couple more times. Tell her how you feel, as you told us. I'm feeling frustrated and rejected because this is the facts. I've been doing this for you and
you're not doing anything for me.
You haven't reciprocated.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'd say you're not doing anything for me. Like, hey, I really love you. I have so much fun with you. I'm just feeling a little bit frustrated about this because I've been, really excited about doing this for you, but it doesn't seem like,
you're not doing it for me.
Yeah, you're not doing it for me. So, and you know, if you say that to her, I think, and she still does the same stuff, I think it's time to go. What do you think, Mike?
Oh, I completely agree. I would say it's time for you to move on to something healthier and more equitable.
There are many other ladies out there who are would be happy to reciprocate when you
yes.
when you do something for them. And I don't just mean sex. I mean anything in a relationship.
Yeah.
There are some people who are takers and want to take and never give. But there are some people who want a relationship to be balanced. Yeah. I was going to say fair and balanced, but that's like way too Fox News.
Foxy.
There are some people who want a relationship to be a two-way street.
I agree. Yeah. I have one last thing that's not really about the meat of this question, but in his first sentence he says, my girlfriend is saving herself for marriage and I've been very supportive. That implies to me that he's not saving himself for marriage. He'd be okay with having sex, but is not with her because she doesn't want to. Is that what it sounds like to you?
Yeah, he would like to.
That is some willpower, dude. 4 years, no sex, and not even the return of a hand job. Wow.
Yeah.
That is some willpower.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and you kind of have to wonder, like, is that at... I mean, I understand wanting to be respectful of someone that you care about, but...
Shouldn't they respect you back?
But yeah, but is that... I mean, is that rational, right? Like, why not examine that belief and what it's based on? Why not think about that? Hey, why am I saving myself for marriage? Why is it so important to me that I avoid certain sex acts with the person
others.
I supposedly love?
Yeah.
I mean, asking those questions is also important. It's always a good idea to kind of check in with yourself and say, you know, am I behaving rationally? Why am I doing this? Why am I here? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it's nice that he's supportive of his girlfriend. You know, maybe
ask why and then decide if he still wanted.
Yeah, it doesn't help to be supportive of something that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right? And there could be reasons why she doesn't want to do it that do make sense, but for most people, it's fear because of the religion that they were brought up
fear
with.
Fear or guilt, right.
Or guilt. And those things are things that I think are really holding people back in many ways from becoming...
happy.
Becoming happy, yeah. And becoming fully...
Because after all, if you were happy, you wouldn't need God and an afterlife and all that stuff, right?
Or you wouldn't need to have this...
Yeah.
It's Santa Claus kind of mythology that you cling to. But anyway, all right, we've talked about religion before on the show. I think this is where we're going to say goodbye. Good luck,
goodbye.
Question asker, and thanks for asking the question. If you have questions about any kind of interpersonal relationship, whatever the questions may be, you can give us a call at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Or an email at questions@porktherapy.com.
Indeed.
Indubitably.
And indubitably.
Unquestionably.
Mike, do you have any parting songs for our listeners?
No, the first thing that came to mind was My Cherie Amore, but that's totally unrelated, so I'm not going to sing it.
Oh, please, Mike, we
not going
to
happen.
Anyway.
No.
Mike needs $25 donation. He will put a quarter in the mic jukebox and he will sing
slot.
In the mic slot in his ear. That was our little joke. You put a quarter in his ear and he sings the song that you request. Anyway, we're out of here. We'll see you later. And
thanks for
listening.
The question and thanks for listening.
Go to our website, porktherapy.com.
Questions, that's an order.
Questions@porktherapy.com or give us a call. We'll see you later.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork?